you know, consider my brother, you know, blood, you know, but you ain't gotta be blood to be brothers. Hey, Boo, go ahead and introduce yourself to the crowd, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? This is the brother Movie, good brother Movie from Jersey, out of Jersey. How everybody doing tonight?
Good, 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 man. So, Boo, you know, the topic tonight, you know what I'm saying, we're going to touch on tonight, no matter what race you are, people, no matter what ethnicity, whatever you claim or you liken yourself to, we're going to talk about the importance of fathers. And
absolutely.
How vital it is to have one growing up, being men and women. So we're going to discuss that, and we're going to discuss the importance of mothers as well. I mean, we cannot just jump on that topic without giving our sisters their just due, because, you know, unfortunately, for the past, I would just throw a number out there, let's say 30 or 40 years, our mothers have been holding down the fort.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. Can't forget our sisters. Not at all. You know? Because a lot of us wouldn't be who we are. A lot of us wouldn't be who we are if it wasn't for the mothers that we have, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And that goes without
definitely.
Saying.
Created, you know, they created us, you know what I'm saying? It took, you know, 9 months, some say 10, but whatever. You know, and stood by, did the best that they can do, because as I was told, you know, a woman can't raise a man. It takes a father to raise a man, because there's certain things that, you know, you gotta learn, and certain things that only a father can teach you.
Absolutely. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, 100%.
Well, it up.
It can possibly be done, but, you know, to get the maximum, you know, maximum potential out of a young man, and to shape his life. A father plays a vital, important part in a young man's life. So I agree with that sentiment.
Now, it's just from your, you know, just from your outlook, you know what I mean, Boone, and people, I call him Boone, that's his childhood name, but he does go by Lil.
Yes, sir.
Williams, you know what I'm
that's
saying?
Right.
Just, you know, from your view, and how do you, you know, just you're coming up, you know, speak on your experience, you know, and you don't have to get too personal, just, you know, let people know, you know, we're gonna trade back and forth.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Well, like I said, good brother already introduced me. My name is Booby, you know. Government name is Lewis. You know, you can always call me. You can also call me Brother Wale. Growing up, mother, working mother. My mom played the mother and the father role. Now, growing up, like a lot of people, you know, you have two parts to this. When it comes to an absent father, you have a father who's not there, who isn't present in a child's life, or you have a deadbeat. Now, my father's still with us. He's still alive, but I like to call it a spade a spade. My father wasn't particularly the best father, the best parent a child needed. You know, he felt more on the deadbeat side. So, mom Duke, she carried a lot of the weight. You know, she played that mother and that father role. She was the disciplinarian. She was the nurse. She was the one to check the homework. She was the chef. She cooked. She cleaned. She pretty much made sure, you know, myself and my siblings, my brother, my sister, you know, were in line and things like that. You know, growing up, I had, like I said, my father was there. But my father, you know, he suffers from alcoholism, you know, where I know a lot of people can relate, you know, and addiction and things like that. My father, he's a functioning alcoholic and addict. But like I said, a lot of times, you know, Pop wasn't there, you know, always is in the bars, hung in the streets. So a lot of times, you know, like I said, Mom Dukes was the one, she was the enforcer. So growing up into adolescence and even deep in adolescence, you know, like I said, at a certain time, you know, Mom Dukes, you know, a mother can only do but so much, especially when a young man grows up. So a lot of times that left me, you know, that the streets kind of was more my outlet, you know, and like a lot of people indulging in illegal solicit activities and things like that, you know, where my father wasn't there. My father wasn't there to discipline me or to talk to me. You know, my father wasn't there to show me how to ride a bike or teach me how to shoot a basketball or throw a football or things like that, or even show me the proper way to date. So a lot of my male influence, a lot of males that I looked up to, was my brother, or mm-hmm. a lot of the older guys from the neighborhood.
Around the world.
You know, a lot of the drug dealers and things like that we looked up to, you know? Mm-hmm. So like I said, Pop wasn't there and we that I needed him, you know. But like I said, thank God for Mom Dukes, because like I said, I went in a different direction in which she tried to steer me away from. So like I said, growing up, you know, that led me into doing a lot of illegal things and getting indulging in a lot of other activities, you know, that, you know, like I said, morally wasn't right, you know. So that's kind of like my story, you know. Like I said, that's my story. You know, like I said, even in high school, failed out of high school and things like that. And like I said, my life turned in a different direction. But thank God for Mom Dukes, because growing up and when I started to get older and I started to make a lot of decisions for myself, a lot of the things that she taught me, a lot of those things started to come back to me. You know, a lot of those things, those morals and those values and those little things, those little tidbits she would drop, them jewels she'd drop on me, it started to come back to me, you know, as I got older, you know.
Definitely could appreciate that, man.
Oh, most definitely, man. You know, because like you said, having a father who is a deadbeat, you know, it's mm-hmm. almost very similar from having an absentee father, you know, in a lot of ways, you know. Give you a little quick story. I have three brothers, but I have two other brothers that my father has. You know, he has two other sons. So they lived in different states, and I kind of had a little debate with my brother because my father wasn't there physical form with my brother, and he would always my brother was always under the impression that dad did so much for me and the siblings up here in Jersey. You know, he's uh-huh. from Georgia, but I would tell him, I said, "Bro, you know, you have to understand it. You know, Pop wasn't there for you physically, but which one would you rather have? Would you rather have a father who wasn't there, who was absent, or would you rather have a father that was a deadbeat, that you saw your mother struggle, you saw your mother cry up 4 or 5 o'clock mm-hmm. at night with bills, struggling, trying to pay bills, trying to make ends meet, and your father that's there, the deadbeat father, he's living with you, but he's not picking up his weight, you know, he's not doing everything that he can, absolutely." So he kind of understood where I came from. I said, "I would much rather be in your shoes. I would much rather have a father. I would much rather not have him in the physical form as opposed to having him there and not actually, and me seeing all the wrong things, you know." And like I told him, I said, a lot of times, like, my father, he didn't teach me anything, but the things that he did teach me growing up, he taught me, he always bragged about women. He always bragged about drinking and partying, you know. That was his direction that he kind of, you know, that he was in, and that's the lifestyle that he was in, or whatever, things like that. So, you know, but those two, like I said, had an absent father and a deadbeat father. You know, those are the things that we want to stay away and provide our young black boys, and like I said, even other races. You know, we want to give them something, you know, that we didn't have, you know, growing up.
Yeah, so, definitely, kid. Definitely, right. You know what I mean? Appreciate you for sharing that with me. I know that was real personal, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt.
I definitely appreciate that, bro. But just, of course, just to give you a little bit of my background, people, you know, me and Boo, we come from the same neck of the woods. You know, I'm right down the street from my good brother. I grew up with my mom. It was just me and her. My dad died when I was two. Himself, he was an addict and an alcoholic. You know, he unfortunately he let it get the best of him, and he was canceled out at an earlier date. But me just growing up, Boo, you know, I found my love, and like you said, I found my love in the streets. I found my love with my brothers. You know, saying whoever I met, going, you know, if I knew you loved me, I'd give you my loyalty. You know, and
absolutely,
I found it. Because I mean, my mother loved me. My mother loved me from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the ocean. But unfortunately, I didn't have that, like you said, Boo, I didn't have that figure to go to and say, "Hey, Dad, I like this girl and I want to talk to her. How do I approach her?" Or, "Hey, Dad, I want to play basketball. Could you come and help me with my jump shot? Or could you throw the football with me?" You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that is important. Like, you know,
absolutely.
Even with me and my good brother having kids, you know, I could be deadbeat tired. I could be dead beat straight, bro. And if my son wants to go throw the football, I'm going to throw the football with him. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have cousins, brothers, like, you know, I'm not close to anybody because I don't. I never wanted to get close. I got close to people out in the streets. I ran with the Bloods. I ran with everybody because I felt like that was what I was supposed to do because I wasn't taught better. You know, I couldn't tell my mom certain things. Even like your first time having sex, you can't go to your mother about that, boo. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Like, you sure enough can.
You know what I mean? Nah, right, you gotta go to your
right,
pops.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And
me and the good brother,
what me and Booby are saying is change that damn narrative. Are we still dealing with this today, boo? 2018? And people are being negative.
Unfortunately.
Fathers, you know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately. Yeah, unfortunately, we are dealing with this today. You know, and that's the thing. We do have to change the narrative on that. You know, you gotta, because you understand a lot of times this, you know, that those important. Especially those first few years of a child, of a young man's life, even a little girl's life, that really shapes and molds, you know, their personalities, their futures and things like that, you know. And like you said, unfortunately, you know, your pops, you know, he was taken out by addiction and things like that. My pops, you know, he still indulges in that, you know. And like I said, through the grace of God, you know, we had mothers that held it down, you know, the way it was supposed to, you know, but like you said, that, you know, your chances are very slim when, you know, when you're a father and you're not there, you know, for your child. And it goes, and I'm speaking to the brothers who, you know, pay child support, who thinks, you know, financially that's just it, you know, but because that's not, you know, and I understand, you know, when a couple, and that's another thing too, people think just because you're not with, you know, your child's mother or, you know, whatever the case may be, that really should not affect a man on really being there for their child, the relationship with your child. Absolutely. That should not have an effect. Financially, it goes way more than finances, you know. Just your child, like you said, just going out tossing the football around him. You know, going out, going to the park.
That makes
you
work, so.
Absolutely. Yeah. The little things.
And it's like
the little things.
I've often been told this by some OGs that actually was, you know, good folks. They said sometimes you, even if you don't have the means, like even if you're not financially able to do the things that you see are being done from other people around you, sometimes a kid doesn't care about you spending money on them. They care about spending
money.
No, they
don't.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
They don't know the value of money until you teach them the value of money. You know what
I
mean?
At all. Absolutely. Especially, like you said, like I said, the first few years of a child's life financially, they don't know anything about finance.
Yeah.
You know, so time and love, that's the most important in their eyes, you know. That's the most important in their eyes, you know. You provide, you know, that time, and you're giving them that love, you know. Like we didn't have a father to hug us, you know, to say, hey, son, I love you. You know, hey, son, how was your day? How was school? You know, or bring home a report card and we got a C or a B, and you know, your pop say, you know what, son, that's okay, you know, you'll do better next time, you know, strive for the A, you know, give them that positive reinforcement, you know, a lot of these things really does shape and it molds your child, it does something to their confidence, you know, that thing goes a long way, man, it really does,
yes, it does.
You know, and,
yes, it does.
And, you know, we have to understand the impact, you know, being a father, we have to understand we are role models. You know, a lot of us as fathers, we don't understand the weight that we carry. We got little ones that really look up to us. You know, if nobody in the world looks up to you, you best believe it. You know what I mean? Your June, they look up to you. You know, they really do. You know, so we gotta keep that in mind, you know, and we gotta be very cognizant in the things that we say and the things that we do. You know? It's really important. You know, like I said, especially when, you know, and I understand relationships, you know, they don't last, and, you know, things may go south, but that doesn't give, you know, a man, that doesn't give you the green light to step out of your child's life, you know, and just think, you know, child support, just think financially is going to do it, because it's not. It's not, you know, that's what it really is.
They don't deserve that, man. The kids
absolutely
don't
deserve that. Absolutely not. You know, absolutely not, you know. And we got to be willing to break that cycle. We got to really be willing to break that cycle, you know, we really do, you know. And the thing about it is, a lot of us, we have to understand, a lot of us, we don't think our fathers, they didn't have their fathers. So it's a, it's a ugly cycle. It's a vicious cycle that we have to be willing to break. And now, not only that, you have to really be understanding and you got to really understand. I don't want that for my child. I want the best for my child. You know, you got to keep that in mind. You know, you got to really keep that in mind. And like I said, it goes beyond just the black community. You know, it happens in Caucasians. It happens in the Latino community, Asian community. Mm-hmm. You know, it happens. You know, I've seen it. I've heard it. You know. So it's not just in the black community.
Every day.
You know.
Every day.
But but as black men, it's our job. It's our job to you know, talk to these men out here and try to preach to them. You know, like I said, a lot of times I tell them, I'm not preaching to the choir, but, man, you got to really understand, man. We're already at a disadvantage, you know. So we got to really put our kids, we got to really do something for our kids, you know. To give our kids something, you know, give them some sort of hope, you know, for the future. Because, like I said, we have so many obstacles to overcome. You know, that's a whole nother topic right there. The obstacles that we have to overcome. But you know, being in that child's life, you know, it is really important and imperative. You know, in the future, and how your child is going to see the world. You know, and how they're going to go about things like that. You know. So it's really important. Like I said, we're black, so it's up to us to, you know, change that narrative in our community first and foremost.
You gotta fix your community. You know, like Boo said, it's in every community out here worldwide, but it starts with us. You know, being that we're talking about it, it starts with us making the change. You know, within
absolutely
and. Being that we mostly live in a black community, is going to affect them. It's going to affect the young girls. It's going to affect the young boys.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to affect the mothers and the fathers. Because, you know, as a person that I really thrive on, you know, history, you know, I look at the importance of it all. I don't think it's fair that a mother has to raise her child, you know, alone. And I don't think that it's fair for a father to raise a child alone. I mean, it works both ways.
Absolutely.
You know, it works both ways, not just putting it on one particular individual, but it takes a man to say, you know what, I was wrong, I did this wrong, let's correct this. Or it takes a woman to say, you know what, we may not ever get back together, we may not see eye to eye, but let's just keep this correct. Let's just keep this correct for the young girl or the young boy, because as I've been told, you know, a girl's father is her first love. You know what I'm saying? So you want to
absolutely
make sure that, you know,
absolutely,
that you're leading by example. Because how would you feel if your daughter brought home, you know, some particular individual? I care not to, you know, vary the description of the individual, but you can understand where I'm coming from, that you don't, you know, you don't take a liking to because of how he carries himself, because he himself was not taught the problem. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's a cycle.
Absolutely.
It's a cycle, you know what I mean, that needs to change. And like I said, which really gets under my skin, is that we still dealing with this at the turn of the century. Like, I mean, we years upon years.
Mm.
And I'm just like, damn, like, you know, just speaking from my own particular situation, me and my kid's mother, you know, we separated a long time ago, but I said, the only thing that could keep me from my kids is death. And by, you know, by the looks of everything, boo, I have not yet passed on. You know, all praise is due to Allah. And I'm still moving on, doing what I'm doing and making my mark in their life. And I'm teaching them. I'm teaching them about, you know, history and what's important and everything that they're not teaching them in school. And they appreciate that. My, you know, my daughter's 9. My son, he just turned 8 a few days ago. So they appreciate that because even if they're not listening to me, and as soon as they're done and they go play their game, you know what, boo? It's something that you said earlier. You may not have, you know, heard your mom talking at that particular time, but years later, when it applied, that voice played in your head like, boo, you know, remember when mom said this and the third? Yeah, you know what? Let me do it this way because mom, you know, mom Dukes or Pop Dukes told me to do it this way. So
home did the law.
You know, the kids, they may not take it and I can't expect my daughter and my son to, you know, give me a response that's over the hill. I can just ask them to listen to what I'm saying and know that I'm guiding them right. I'm not guiding you wrong. I don't want you to sell drugs.
Right.
I don't want you to pick a lifestyle that you're going to be unhappy with and you lose your morals and your respect, you know, about yourself. I want you to be upstanding citizens in this world, and I want you to carry this forward.
carry it forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing you touched on, my brother, you hit it right. You hit the nail on the head, my good brother. You said just because a particular man or individual, man, woman, or whatever, just because you were absent in your child's life, that doesn't mean you can't change. We all can change,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
So that's another
yes.
thing, too. You know, we have to understand, you know, you can't look back. You can't beat yourself down on it. You know, just because that's another, like you said, you know, you got to keep that in mind. You know, as a father, if you know you, whatever you've been doing is falling at the wayside, that doesn't mean you can't change, you know, and especially coming from, I'm speaking from experience, I have a daughter myself, and like you said, we are our daughter's first love, you know, just the love that I receive when I walk through the door, you know, from my daughter, you know, she's six years old, you know, and just the love that she sees and she looks up to me. Like you said, of course, you know, there's nothing like a mother, but there are times yes. where my daughter just clings to me. You know, she clings to me, you know, and then, like I said, me and her mother can be in the same, we can be in the same room, and she'll come and she'll lay on me and hang on me and things of that nature. So we always have to understand that. We always got to keep that in mind. You know, the man you want your daughter to attract is the man that yes. you must be in her eye. The man you must
say,
be in her
again,
eye.
Say it again, bro. Say it again.
You know, the man that you want your daughter to attract is the man that you must be in her eyes. You know, and it's nothing plain. It's plain and simple. You know, you always have to understand that. You always got to keep that in mind. We can't be a certain way. And when she brings home a gentleman that you don't particularly care for, that you can see through, you know, you can't be the pot calling the kettle black when you treated her mother a certain way or you were absent in her life. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to keep that in mind, you know. We got to keep that in mind, you know. And as far as our sons, man, the man that you want your son to be, you have to be that man in his image. You know, you always got to keep that in mind, you know, because guess what? Those little ones are watching us. Everything we do and say, they're watching us. Absolutely. And like you said, man, we can't give our sisters enough credit, man. It's so... I tell my daughter, she's six, and she understands. But I talk to my daughter like she's an adult. I said, baby, let me tell you something. Your mother has given you the greatest gift that anybody can give somebody. Her and God have given you life, you know. So you always respect your mother. You know, like I said, our sisters don't get enough credit, you know. And they talk about Mother's Day, you know, like particularly myself. I don't care for a lot of these holidays because Mother's Day is every day, you know.
Every day,
you know. That we have to understand as men and women, regardless or whatever, there's nothing in this world you can do to repay your mother. The simple fact that she carried you, gave birth to you, and you came through her birth canal, there's nothing in this world you can do to repay her. There's no monetary value. No money in the world, I don't care, $1 million, $1 billion, there's nothing that you can do to ever repay your mother. I don't care if your mother was strung out on drugs. I don't care if your mother whooped your butt your whole life. You always respect your mother because in life we get one mother. The simple fact that she carried you and she gave birth to you, that's enough said. So we have to understand that, too. We gotta give it up for, you know what I mean, for our mothers, man. I wish, like I said, I wish you had some applause, some claps in here, man. Because like
yeah,
I said,
right. I wish
you know
too.
The women, man. Like man, like I said, man, it's important, man. And think about it. As men, we do so much. Men, we're supposed to be the providers, and we're supposed to be the breadwinners. Just think about the course of your day. A lot of times, we don't have to worry about who's picking up the kids from school, who's taking them to this, who's taking them to karate or gymnastics. Or football, or basketball, or swimming, or track, whatever the case may be. Your mother picks you up from school. Mama helps you. Mama takes you to your activities, homework, cooks for you, cleans after you. And as men, we have to understand that. You know, women, they spend a lot of time with our children. You know, so we have to understand that. Like I said, having a good mother, having a good woman by your side is really, that's really important, man. And like I said, man, you can't give it up, man, enough for these women, man. Like I said, as men, we, a lot of times, me personally, I don't have nothing to worry about when it comes to my daughter, man, because I know her mother takes care of business, man. Like I said, so we do have to, like you said, we do have to, you know, give it up and just touch on that for a minute. Just, you know, mother. So just knowing that, you know, how can a man even live with himself to just, mm-hmm. you know, you got to provide something, meet that woman halfway when she's there for your child, you know, does this for your child, cooks, cleans, she bore your child, you know, like I said. So that right there is more of an incentive to say, I need to step up to the plate and I need to be the man that I can be, or the man that God wants me to be, you know, for my child, you know. So we got to understand that too, man. Absolutely, man.
Just, you know, man. Just to give y'all just a quick rundown, you know, in a continuous to, you know, wrapping everything up. You know, when we say change the narrative, folks, you know, we mean, you know, getting more involved in what you need to do. It's no reason why, when I hear, I was listening to a good brother rap song, and he was saying his first couple of bars are, in my neighborhood, you know, most of the kids grow up without a black father, and that's 80%. Now, boo, that's almost 100% of the people, that's 20% away of all the young brothers and sisters that are, and this is in New Orleans rapper. When I hear shit like that, boo, excuse my language, but when I hear stuff like that, it's like, you gotta be kidding me, man. 80%?
It's sad, 80%, man.
Boo, you know what I'm saying? And then,
it's sad. It's sad.
With
man.
That, the way I grew up, the way you grew up, you know, it was a few mm-hmm. brothers in around the way. It was five of us right there on Long Street. We all, mm-hmm. and I had to liken myself to the statement. All of us
Absolutely.
Didn't have no father. You know what I'm saying? So it's
yeah.
like, we got
yeah,
to,
man.
We have to. It's so important.
Yeah.
You know, black yeah. mothers, black fathers, white mothers, white fathers, Hispanic mothers, I don't, no matter what you are. Know the importance of being a father
absolutely.
And being a mother.
Absolutely.
I don't care
right.
of your religion. I don't care of your nothing. None of that, you know, of course, your God, you sit with your God, but how can God be appeased with you, yourself, if you're not taking
absolutely.
Care of your creation? I mean, he'll
absolutely.
Point you like your protector. I mean,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I know times, and to my people's, I know times do get hard, you know, I know times do, you know, we are human beings and we are individuals that, you know, we stress out, but sometimes you just gotta, you know, pull yourself away. Never take it out on the
track. That's right.
That's
right. And real quick, my brother. And I want us men to stop saying, you know, too many times I've heard of men say, you know what, you're on the phone with your peoples, your homeboy, your homegirl, whatever. I can't go out. I gotta babysit. Nah, brother, you ain't babysitting your child. You gotta change that.
You gotta change.
You gotta take that out of your vocabulary, man. You ain't babysitting your child, man. That's your job, man. That's your duty. You know, you don't get a reward. You know, they don't hand out participation awards. For watching your own child, you know, like I said, with all this being said, man, everything we said tonight, man, we need to see more fathers with your children at football games. I want to see more fathers at basketball games, swimming, gymnastics. Get down on the floor with your child. Play dress up with your child. Play race cars with your child. Play video games with your child. Take them to the movies. Give them a hug. Cook for them. Sit down at the table. Show them proper etiquette. These things, you know what I'm saying? Like show your child something, teach him something, Don't just be the financial part of it. You think you pay your child support on Fridays? You know what I mean? We from New Jersey. You know, you go down to North New Jersey. You go down there off of Washington Street. You know what I mean? You walk in finance. You go into the child support office. You paid your money. And you think your job is done for the week? Nah, man. We need to see more of our fathers in the. See more of y'all. We need to see more of us in the community, man. You know, more of us in the community. You know, and as fathers,
you're not asking for much.
Start doing things. Yeah, start doing things alone with your child too. You know, some daddy daughter and daddy father son time. You know, that's it, man. A
couple of hours out your day. If you're a busy person, a couple of hours out your day won't hurt.
That's it, man.
It don't hurt.
It won't hurt you at all.
Smile, man. To put a smile.
That's right, man.
share it on Facebook and Instagram and do all of that, but the smile, I got, because I have a lot of memories that I don't put on Facebook, man.
That's right, man.
But the
don't
smile,
block the blessings, man.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right.
The smile.
You should do something for you, too, man. Yeah. Put a smile on your, it'll put a smile on our father's faces, too, man. Don't block your blessings.
Yeah,
that's all
I'm
saying, man.
Exactly.
Sit,
so,
man.
Look, man.
Block your blessings,
I just
man.
Just wanted to let you know, good brother, you know what I mean? I appreciate you for your time.
It was a pleasure, my brother.
Just touching
it
on,
definitely,
touching
was,
on
it definitely was a pleasure,
man.
My
thank
brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Man, no doubt, man. F1, you know, and it was a good, it was a pleasure talking to the good people, you know, and everybody that subscribed to my good brother, William Rutledge podcast, you know, it was a pleasure, good people.
Thank you, man.
You know?
Thank you,
boy. And I'm here for you, man. I'm here for you anytime you need me. You know where I'm at. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a pleasure, my people, you know.
No doubt. And I love you, brother.
And
I appreciate it, man.
Love you too, my brother. Love you too. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Aki.
All right.